Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sabrewing Ace Hardware. The Ebley School District's Board of Education didn't have to think twice when taking action on a field trip request. The board approved allowing members of the district's Future Farmers of America, or FFA, a trip to national competitions. FFA members have constantly had a strong showing in competitions in a state FFA convention. Members earned 26 proficiency awards with prize money for golds and state winners totaling $1,200. Those are just a few of the district's FFA chapter accomplishments. In other FFA-related matters, the board approved making the last payment of $14,090 for the pole barn that was constructed in 2021. The barn is used for agri-science by the FFA members for students in 7th through 12th grade. School board meetings are held every second Monday of the month at 7 p.m. in the library. The next meeting will be on August 10th. And high winds and rough conditions on Lake Huron led to the rescue of four people Wednesday after a sailboat overturned off the Alcona County shoreline. Michigan Department of Natural Resources conservation officers were on patrol in Harrisville Harbor when they received a report just before 11 a.m. of a 16-foot catamaran that had capsized about a mile and a half offshore. The two men aboard, believed to be in their 30s and late 60s, had reportedly been in the water for nearly 90 minutes before emergency was reported. Officers navigated 5-foot waves to reach the disabled sailboat, safely recovered the occupants, and helped right the vessel before escorting it back to torrid shore. As crews returned to the harbor, they encountered two more people who had independently attempted to assist the stranded sailors. A 62-year-old paddleboarder from Ortonville and had been carried offshore by strong winds, while a 53-year-old kayaker visiting from Missouri capsized as officers approached. Both men were pulled safely from the water. All four individuals were returned to Harrisville Harbor by early afternoon. None required medical treatment. A small craft advisory remained in effect throughout the rescue. The wind gusts approaching 30 miles per hour and waves topping 5 feet. State officials say the incident serves as a reminder to monitor changing weather conditions, wear life jackets, and use caution on the Great Lakes, where conditions can deteriorate rapidly. When we come back from this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. Blight is a never-ending problem, especially in rural communities, and Juniata Township is no exception. During the township's Board of Trustees meeting this month, a blight officer reported there are 80 open cases of blight in the township. During the township's Board of Trustees meetings this month, the blight officer reported there are 80 cases of blight in the township. After notification, a number of residents have started cleanup work and are maintaining communication with the township to report progress. These cases will be reviewed and monitored each month to track progress and compliance. The board approved paying the blight officer for 76 miles traveled at the rate allowed by the Internal Revenue Service. During the public comment section of the meeting, a resident expressed gratitude for the blight officer's efforts that have resulted in making a difference. Another resident said thank you for getting a new flag to fly at the township hall, as the other one was in bad shape. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebawing Ace Hardware.